Time to talk with the wine coach, Lori Forster. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. We're going to do something different today. We're going to talk about not wine at all, but gin. Is this the new hot thing in the potent potables?
Well, you know, there are some really great craft-made gins.
Really?
And I thought, you know, it's summer, it's hot. This is a great change of pace for us.
Okay.
And to get to the basics, I mean, gin is a distilled grain spirit, a lot like vodka, but it's flavored with botanicals, most famously juniper, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of all know that. But some of these higher-end, better gins are made now in a craft batch process, and they use big copper pot stills, a lot like are used to make scotch or whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Fine scotches. So what they do is they ferment a grain like corn, mm-hmm. and then they, remember Hawkeye and MASH had that distillation?
Oh, sure.
It's that sort of thing. You heat it up, you evaporate, you condense, and you do this many times sometimes to get to the real heart or the real, you know, the delicate flavor.
Oh, okay.
So you take off the beginning, that what we call the head, and
uh-huh.
the end, which is the tail, and just condense that middle part. And you keep doing that till it gets very pure.
Yeah, moonshiners call it double run, triple run.
Oh, wow, Dave, you have a skill I didn't know about.
No, that's what I hear.
So the one that I picked out is called Number 209 Gin, and it's actually from San Francisco. It's about $40 for, you know, for a 750 milliliter, so a, you know, a liter type bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about it, which I loved, is that Leslie Rudd, who has Rudd Winery in Napa Valley,
mm-hmm.
purchased a winery called Edge Hill, and on the property in St. Helena, he found this old gin distillery, which was only named by its registration number 209.
Uh-huh.
But is now illegal to distill in Napa, so he moved the operations to the Pier 50 in San Francisco.
Oh, but it's okay in San Francisco to make gin.
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
And it's the only gin distillery in the world that's over water, so it's actually on the pier. The water from the bay keep it the right temperature for distillation,
mm-hmm.
and they have imported from Scotland a pot still that is based on the Glenmorangie Scotch design. So they use Sierra Nevada snowmelt water, Midwest corn. Normally this stuff is distilled two times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do it five times.
Oh, that's wicked. That'll sneak up on you.
Well, they get it very, very pure, really. It's not that it's
yeah.
stronger, but they get out all the impurities.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it tastes so, it's smooth, right?
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
And so there is a drink called Gin Ricky. You
uh-huh.
may know of it, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And created at Shoemakers in D.C. So I used the 209 to make a Gin Ricky. And Colonel Joe Ricky was a lobbyist. When he went into Shoemakers one day, the bartender said, let me make you something different. And he put in a little lime juice with the gin,
mm-hmm.
put some club soda or seltzer on top. Mr. Colonel Joe Ricky liked it, and it became known as the Gin Ricky. So I have the recipe on my page, and people can go out and check it out. But this number 209 gin is just great,
yeah.
you know, at by itself or in a martini. It's so smooth.
So a Gin Ricky is a gin and soda instead of gin and tonic with the,
exactly.
with the lime. Oh, okay.
You don't have as much of that sort of bitter tonic flavor.
Right.
It's smoother, and it's very, I'm normally drinking wine, Dave, but I thought it was
mm-hmm.
delicious.
Yeah. All right.
A
little change of pace on our show, a little change of pace for those who like to have a little nip.
Cocktail.
A little nip.
Exactly.
After
great.
The sun's over the yard arm. Lori
All
Forster,
right.
the Wine Coach, your website is still thewinecoach.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us.